Stargate Command to SG-8 come in? Major Andrews, report.
What's going on, son?
It's the scientific team we sent to P4X-2112, sir.
That was the planet with the Naquadah deposits.
Yes, sir. They were due to report half an hour ago.
This is General Hammond. Report. Pan them out right. Seems clear. SG-1, report to the briefing room immediately. SG-1, report to the briefing room immediately.
Jalkek Nimran, Episode 2, Truth Revealed. Featuring the voice talent of Bill Hollowick as General Hammond, Kim Giannopoulos as Ma'at, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Neferet, Alex Gilmore as Nabineen, Darren Marlar as Apophis, Paul Mannering as Rocknor, Alexa Chipman as Katesh, Tanya Milojevic as Athena, Gareth Bowley as Master Braytak, Toby Bennett as Malik. Written and host-produced by Alexa Chipman.
Lady Ma'at.
I did not expect you to return so soon.
Your agent in Apophis Forces has troubling news.
The system lord prepares war against me.
Yes, my lady.
I expected no less.
And he has our High Priestess, Neferet.
What?
She is yet alive, my lady.
I shall not tolerate this. No longer can I stand upon the defensive. Send the message to Athena and Katesh. I require their assistance in crushing this upstart of a scribe.
Yes, my queen.
Apophis does not know how much she means to me. And he will learn in fire.
Tell me of the force of my act.
Hushuk.
I.L.A.
My lord.
I've seen Tori you brought. They could prove useful, if for nothing else than to watch their slow deaths. Allow me, my dear.
My lord.
This had better be a great import, Ratnor.
We have received word that Ma'at is meeting with Athena and Katesh.
And what's in it for us, darling?
Absolute power.
I prefer something I can add to my treasure, Ma'at. And I do not believe scourging an already minor system lord will do much in the way of power. Don't you agree, Athena? Or are you still smarting from our last encounter?
You betrayed me!
It was nothing personal, I do it to everyone.
Why is she even here? You know how I despise Ketish.
We are strong enough to defeat Apophis forces. After the battle, we divide the spoil and become stronger still.
See, now, spoil I can understand.
And if we fail?
That is not an option.
Perhaps I could bring one of the Sith Lords. You, perhaps. Or Amaterasu.
Who would then take the glory and the
treasure?
But...
Are you in or out, darling? Because I would be more than happy to take your share.
Very well, but under protest. And I will not hand over all my resources to your fleet.
Prepare your armies and rendezvous in the Coriolis system within a week. I do not wish Apophis to learn of our strength until we are ready. And Coriolis is distant and unpatrolled.
Lovely. Come on, Blondie.
You will not address me in that fashion.
I'll call you whatever I like.
Are you certain this is wise, my queen?
I have no other choice.
How long have you been there?
Long enough.
What do you mean, Jafar?
After hours of torture, a mind is purified and also unset. You have called out to the darkness of your cell.
I would never reveal...
From what were you saving the children?
Excuse me?
As I approached the bars, you mumbled about fire.
It was nothing. Why do you gaze at me in that way?
You serve a false god.
How dare you?
As do I. I see in your eyes the hope of freedom so seldom seen in Jafar.
Then you are a fool, old man. I serve Ma'at.
Perhaps.
I suggest you either free me or leave me be. Your words mean nothing. I shall never betray Ma'at.
I would suggest the Eastern Passage. It has fewer guards.
You?
I can, of course, accompany you.
I still say you are a fool.
And I, that you are a free Jafar.
We should not tarry. Why do we not reach the Chapa'ai, unless you brought me to these woods merely to dispose of
you
my body?
You must have heard rumors of an uprising among the Jafar of Apophis.
Indeed.
Why do you not cry Shalva and attack?
Firstly, because I have nothing to say to any Jafar of that pathetic scribe. And secondly, I am not entirely certain I could best you, old man.
You are wise as well as beautiful.
I came. What have you done? That is the priestess of Ma'at.
Indeed, Ragnar.
She is the most vicious and passionately loyal of any Jafar I have ever encountered. And you reveal yourself to her?
One would have said the same of Teal'c.
She is not Teal'c.
Ragnar!
You should never have freed me. Your Jafar was correct. I shall not join your rebellion, and even if I wished to, I would find only murderers such as he.
Wait! Ragnar, what have you done?
My lord, the priestess of Ma'at...
Has she spoken yet?
...has escaped.
What?
We do not know how. The cell was shut when I last made a round of the guard.
The Tari?
Still sealed. They were not in league.
Search the area and triple the guard on the Chapa'ai. She shall not escape me.
Yes, my lord.
My lord.
Human slave, how dare you address me?
I humbly beg pardon. If you would allow me to assist your most powerful Jafar, useless as I am, she may trust me.
I suppose you can do no harm, but do not blacken these doors again without her by the hair.
Of course, O peerless one. Stop! Stop, I'm a friend.
And why should I trust you, human?
I don't like being here any more than you do. I'll help you through the gate if you help me get through as well. I just want to go home. I hate this
planet.
And
if you are clever enough to have left before, why have you not done so?
I could not defeat the guard. Even one Jafar would flatten me. But three?
Three should be a simple matter for me.
That's what I thought. I know a way back without using the roads.
Show me. I am sorry, my lady. He insisted upon seeing you immediately.
A word, my lady.
Jaffa, suffer none to enter until we finish speaking.
As you wish.
You should not have come, Malek.
How could I not do so? You threatened to wage war upon this galaxy. Tell me the difference between yourself and the Goa'uld.
Malek, this is not your concern.
Have you not heard I command one of our bases? Or have you acted the part of a system lord so long you believe you are one of them, enjoying the deaths of thousands?
They have my priestess.
Forgive me, but that does not give you the right to slaughter innocent lives.
If Apophis tortures her long enough...
She knew the risks.
And also knows I am of the Tok'ra.
What?
Never had discovered my communication device and did not rest until she knew the truth. Then it was revealed the priestess chose to serve me more loyally than before. And on she had begun a secret resistance against my rule. For years, she has been assisting the priestesses of other system lords to quietly undermine their masters. There is an entire network of them. They are not aware of them, Malek. I need not pretend that I'm with her, and neither does she.
A luxury for which you now pay the price.
What do you expect me to do? If Apophis finds out I am Tok'ra...
Stand down your forces. The Council will handle this.
Athena and Getesh will not retreat so easily.
If you inform them Apophis has allied with more powerful system lords, they will be the first to leave. I shall inform one of our agents to plant the false information.
And what of Neferet?
I give you my word, I shall do everything within my power to save her.
How much further to the chapel?
Only around this bend.
Well done, human. You shall be rewarded.
Traitor.
On the contrary, I remained loyal.
Apophis will be most gratified.
I'm sure he will. Tell me, can anyone on this planet be trusted?
Featuring the additional voice talent of Scott Wentworth as Chevron Guy Walter and Jules Ismail as Kalma the Slave. This has been released for entertainment purposes only for free from MisfitsAudio.com. Everything is property of MGM, Sci-Fi, etc. This has been a tribute to the floppy-haired Space Monkey era.